Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here, and we are finally back to another episode of A Novel Beginning. I am your host, Sierra Rice, and as always, I have my wonderful, amazing counterpart and Wonder Twin, Danielle M. Orsino. I know we were off last week, so we're going to get into all the fun stuff this week, and we are going to be talking about how more books equal more problems. So, Danny, let's start out with how amazing you are doing this week.
I am doing wonderful. How was your vacation? Because you got to go out and get out of everything and kind of check yourself off and have like a no-tech week.
I know. It's great. It's one of the best things about leaving the country. And it was one of those things where I told Corey I was going to let everybody know, you know, the whole vacation last week was totally my fault. And I had to get out of the country for a bit. And he was like, yeah, now everybody's going to think you're like a fugitive. I'm like, but a cool one, right? Because I got to they let me back. But It was nice. It was so amazing to get away from tech for a whole week. It was weird because
That's
you
cool.
still have almost like that phantom thing, you know what I mean, where I'm reaching for my phone, but there was no reason to have it. And so it was awesome. It was like living in the 90s.
Huge
thing. Very cool.
Yeah.
It's so let's figure this
phone for a while.
Oh, my God, it is so amazing. And you know, me and Corey do it all the time. We'll take those weekends where we do the no-tech weekends, and it starts from, you know, 5, 6 o'clock, depending on when his last meeting is on a Friday, until 7:30 in the morning on Monday. And it is weird, but it is so amazing because you actually get to know who you're – like, you keep that connection with who you're with, and you actually have to do stuff together. And people are definitely losing that.
I agree. I completely agree. It's like I never understood when people go to concerts and watch the concert through their phone. Like,
yes.
You're right there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. It's like you could go home and watch this. You know that, right? It'd give the same effect. Like you're just watching it through a screen. Like at a concert. I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. It's the same thing when you go out with friends. And we saw so many people, because you can, you know, you can get internet anywhere as long as you're willing to pay for it. And we were not those people. And I had told him that we're not doing this. This is our one vacation. We haven't gone on one in 2 years because we're traveling so much for work and the conventions. So I told him absolutely not. If there was an emergency, we did have like a backup, you know, just in case something crazy happened with tears. Like, I don't know, maybe he wrestled an alligator or something.
Could happen.
But other than that, it happens. I'm in Florida. You never know what's going to happen. But
exactly.
It was one of those things where I feel like you're supposed to experience life. You're not supposed to watch it through your phone. And there are times I regret not taking pictures of things. But at the same time, I love the fact that I was in the moment so much. My first thought wasn't, oh, my God, I got to grab my phone.
Got it. Yes. Understood that. Okay. I
get
that.
So, but let's get into some of this fun, not so fun, amazing, stressful, I have to laugh or I'm going to cry moments of our No Books, More Problems episode. I don't know if you remember, this started last year in August, right before we went to Austin, Texas, where we had some, if you've been following us, you know, you've gotten some hints about some publishing things, what to look out for, what to keep an eye out for, what to know for the red flags in your publishing relationship. Previously, we spoke about shots being fired and about how there was no honor in the publishing world when you brought up something you didn't agree with or if you asked too many questions. And this episode is all about the repercussions that come along with those things, even though they were accidental, quote unquote.
Yes.
Middle of the road. Accidents. So I know for me, my biggest one was GalaxyCon Austin. It was last year. And it was when I had ordered a pre-release of A Love Lost. And I got In Denial, because you always got to have your first book. And I got 5 copies of Denial out of the 20. And then I had 15, or was it 10 of the – I was missing 5 of A Love Lost. And the covers, yeah. Oh, my God. It was like somebody had made the book in their basement, leaky basement, with the one swinging creepy light bulb as somebody stood over them putting them together. Half of the cover was gone. It was misprinted, not their fault, apparently. It was unsellable.
They put a ticket in.
They
put a ticket in. Yeah.
So it took down, you know, what I was able to give out to people. And luckily, you know, it was lucky enough that some people were like, nope, I love it because I know this is going somewhere one day and I want you to sign it and I'm going to have it and I'm going to sell it for a bunch of money in the future. And I'm like, I love your faith in me. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so, I don't know. We sat on the floor in the con setting up the day before for like 10 minutes just laughing because we didn't know what else to do.
There was
nothing else to do.
I think what it was is there were, I'm going to call them microaggressions for lack of a better term at this point, because there was no way to blame anybody specifically at that point. You could point fingers and you could say, but it's this, but it's that. And everybody had an excuse lined up as if they were reading off a cue card right then and there. It was,
an immediate response. It was like they
were
ready
to go. It was there. There was nothing you could do. It was just, it was that. And
yeah, it's one of the, I can
little
even,
things
I can,
kept going.
Right, and I can flag an emergency message to my husband, and he will not answer as fast as they did that weekend. But only for that first to give those scripted responses of, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. I don't know how this happened. Definitely wasn't us. We put a ticket in. It's like, okay, cool. And issues do happen, guys. That's not what we're saying. Those things absolutely happen. However, it'll happen on one book. It's not going to happen on a dozen books. Unless you seriously messed up something during upload. And they actually are supposed to send you a demo copy, or they give you, now I think a lot of times they do the 3D versions, and it'll show you exactly what it's supposed to look like, which means I'm not saying it's intentional. I'm just saying it also may not be intentional. And it's the only time it's ever happened. The only time I have ever had something like that. And I caused some waves.
Yes, you did.
I did.
You did.
But what about you,
Danny? Rightfully so, I mean, we were in Austin. What were we going to do? Do you mark the book down? Do you just act like it's all fine, well, and good, and just keep going about your business smiling?
I mean, if you remember, I put up the best-looking copies, the one that were barely recognizable that there was an issue with it. And that was the crazy part. 4 or 5 of them were fine.
Yes.
And then there was
the
rest
of them.
The
way they were packed, they looked fine. And we were
because
like, oh,
they had come.
It was amazing.
Yep.
And then,
you know, you never know what's going to happen. And that was what I kept telling myself. I kept making excuses. And I do that a lot because in a situation like a convention, there is no time to break down. You do not have that, which is why we laugh instead of cry. But it's also one of those where I get so angry so fast, and it's one of my biggest flaws, but I'm able to talk myself out of it. But luckily, we had done so much for that one, and it's a tragic love story. And who doesn't want to read a good tearjerker and know it, even though it's supposed to be an epic thing? So luckily, we did have some people stop by that were interested, and we're perfectly fine with those messed up, ones. But it's not the point. I still had to pay for those. I had to pay for those books. I think I still have those books because what the heck am I supposed to do with them?
I had a couple copies. I sent those to you because it was one of those let's save this moment kind of thing. There were other things that were going on that we didn't know about,
mm-hmm.
little by little. We had another event in October where
yes.
we had very, this place in particular had very strict rules. Nothing, you could ship whatever, but you could not
mm-hmm.
ship before the event in a certain
yeah.
amount of time.
7 days.
If you did, it was going to get set back. So
yes.
when you fill out the form, it tells you, like, where's it going, here's the address, blah, 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 and you fill it all out. And then it says, what day does this need to be there by? And you write. And then it's got a little note box. I say, it's got to be there by this date. And in the note box, you say, it cannot be there. You know, you put the whole thing out.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Now, I ordered my books because we were told that everything was a little slower. For whatever
reason,
there was
weeks.
A backup. Yeah. So I order mine. The event is first, second week of October. In September, I order it because, oh, they're backed up. Wow, okay. I go, I don't need it until this date in October. So do whatever you have to do, but this is what I need. And I'm only ordering 10 books, like 10, 15,
mm-hmm.
something like that. It wasn't a crazy number. 2 days later, they're like, your books are printed.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me now.
Printed
what?
And shipped.
Shipped, and not just shipped, overnighted. What? I didn't ask for expedited shipping. And they sat there. Well, we show up, and my books are locked away. Like, I can see them right there in the mesh locker. I could touch them. I could put my hand through the little mesh locker and touch and flick the edge of my books. I could flick them. So I go to security. I'm like, hi, those are my books. They're going back to UPS. I'm like, what? She's like, they've been sitting here for 3 weeks. I'm like, okay, well, you see. And I explain to this woman, and she looks, it's almost like the face of the DMV, like, do I care? That's the look I'm getting. And I'm like, and I'm explaining. I'm like, I'm here, blah, blah. She is not giving it up. They're going back
mm-mm.
to UPS. I leave. I come and tell you. I go back. I'm pleading. I'm like, look, lady, I have no books to sell. These are my books. We have rules. We go back through. Luckily, one of the convention managers hears me and comes, and he, God willing, thank you so much to this guy, talks the lady out and gets my books. I happen
yeah.
to be wearing a T-shirt that says, I am a blanking ray of sunshine. So he comes and says, he does not see the curse word. And he goes, oh, you're a ray of, oh. And reads the whole shirt. He goes, oh, aren't you cute? And I'm like, thank you so much. Oh, my God, thank you. He's like, be on your way, kid. I take my book
yeah.
and I go back. And then I see that, yeah, they expedited the order. I have no idea why they expedited the order. The fact was, there was really no rush on it.
No.
And I wound up getting charged for the expedited order, which was more than my books cost. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Nobody ever answered me on it. And I got the bill. Like I said, it's more than my 15 books. So
it's
so much.
It's, you know, and it's not even those ones. And it's one of the weird things with printing books. You know, I never thought of that as an author. I'm like, awesome, I'm going to write this book. Cool, check. I'm going to go
mm-hmm.
through editing. I'm going to cry a little. Actually, I don't cry. I'm going to rampage a little.
You're going to
rampage. But it's cool.
Yeah.
We're going to figure it out. Check. Going to go through typesetting. I don't know what you guys do. Looks cool. Awesome. Check. And then it's like, print it. It's like, sweet. No big deal. NBD, we got this. It's here. It wasn't until our publisher had switched their process of getting you your books that I was like, holy crap, wait a second. Is this actually going to take some time to print? Because I am definitely one of those, like, instant gratification people, as you know, with, like, my addiction to Amazon and all of that. But
mm-hmm.
it's – I didn't realize it would take – they tell you it can take anywhere from 3 to 5 days on an average service time. Or if they have been overrun with orders, or it's typically during the holiday
mm-hmm.
season or something like that, it can be anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks to print your books, which is bonkers
mm-hmm.
to me. Didn't even realize that. And then I'm like, okay, that's starting, like, you know, I'm seeing all the old movies where they printed the newspapers. You know what I mean? And so I'm like, okay, cool, I get that. Mm-hmm. And then you ship it, and I'm like, oh, shipping's a nightmare. Half the time I ship stuff, it doesn't get where it's supposed to go. It disappears. It's in the ocean. I don't know. So I'm like, okay, I get some of this. But it was only one of the things we later found out. We had a network of about 15 authors that were doing a variety of conventions, had reached out to us, asked our advice on what to bring, the best places to get some signage and all this stuff. So we have been going back and forth helping people. Everybody ordered books, asked us, you know, even though we have no control over the ordering of books, not our thing, not our gig. We had told them, you know, make sure you have about 3-4 weeks, depending on how fast your publisher prints, to get your books where you need it to go. And then we found out of all of these people who are all at the same publisher, the only 4 people that had issues with their books were the ones that were addressed to come to us. And now, this may be overthinking because people do that. That's what we do, of course. But it's a mighty big coincidence that everybody needed these books on the exact same weekend. And the only time they had an issue was when it was our names on it. Like, I don't want to be that person, but I kind of want to be that person. And it came down to everything that had been building up to this moment. It came down to, I feel maybe I'm wrong, so let's talk in hyperbole. Maybe this was some fun little, I'm frustrated with you, I don't like you moments. Like when you're in high school and it's like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely give her homework. And you toss it in a bin or whatever it may be. And it just kept building and kept building. And it was one thing after another. And then by the time we got to December and Columbus happened and all of the complete bleeping stuff that happened that weekend, it was spite. I don't care who you are, how I am like a glass half full kind of chick, but like, come on now. That was literally, it is impossible that it was that much coincidence. Once is a coincidence. Twice, like seriously, it's intentional. Three times is a pattern. This weekend, it was every single box that was supposed to be delivered.
Yeah, something happened to it.
It was never showed. It was signed for.
Yes, it was signed for. We still couldn't find it. There was also a case where there was an author who really would have done well at one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, I want to attend. You know, I just want to send books. She didn't want to come in first. She wanted. We were like, great. And then she came back and said, do you know how much it's going to cost? And we were like, well, we're all from the same. I'm like, yeah, how much could it be? You know, because we were looking at our own stuff, and her books weren't bigger than ours. And she came back with some ridiculous number because the price had gone up. Out of the blue. And we were like, I have a signing weeks before. And we were like, okay, so just like take those books and whatever you have left over. And it was a ridiculous amount.
Mm-hmm.
And we were
because
looking
they
at
said
each
the
other
only
like,
way the only way she would be able to get the books to us was if she had to pay for the top shipping, which is basically overnight. So there was a mistake in my past order. Luckily, I caught it and didn't let them do it. I ordered 20 books. Let's do easy numbers. Let's say it was $100. And I'm like, yep, ship it. Boom, done. I don't want it to me. Send it to the convention. They're like, cool. Get this thing back. And it was $287. And I'm like, okay, but, like, I'm not printing gold. Like, this is standard book.
That.
They ended up switching my shipping to the fastest one, which was 1.5 times the cost of my books. And I was like, okay, you're clearly not paying attention to when I said I need these. And it's the same people. And it's one of those things where you have to be the bigger person, right? You want to be the bigger person. You want to do whatever. Thank God for email because it saves me all the time because the things I write in email, I am so glad the enter key is no longer send because good God. But it gives you a chance to sit. You get all of your stuff out, and you get to do whatever. Or, you know, I call you, and I scream for a little bit. And then I'm like, all right, Danny, I got this. We're going to end this email. This is how we do it. But it's the manipulation and the twist of the color of the numbers and how they like to do things. And one of the things that I never realized you could do, until I finally put my foot down and did whatever, was you can ask for how much it costs to print your books. What are your shipping options? Mm-hmm. What are those options going to cost you? You cannot determine, when you're with a publisher, you can't determine how it's published. And I'm talking weight of paper, because yes, they do that. The weight of your cover, the color
yes.
in your cover, if you want gloss, if you
mm-hmm.
don't want gloss, there's a million different questions that they ask you before you print something. So when you are with a publisher, you do not get to choose that. They do. However, if they are charging you for books, you have every right to see that receipt before they hit submit. And if they tell you they don't, that doesn't happen, they don't know what the price is, because we used to get that, do not order your
mm-hmm.
books from them. Find a way to leave. Reach out to us.
Yes.
We will get you out of your contract, because it's wrong. And it's technically it's illegal. You can't sell something to somebody without showing everything. But don't do it. It's a huge, glaring red flag. One of those things when if you are reaching out to publishers, ask them about their ordering process, which we didn't know. We messed up.
No, we had no idea.
We didn't know
no
these things.
At all.
But now we are able to tell you guys, and we're able to let you know. We make these
you
mistakes out of the goodness of our heart to show you guys.
We didn't know any of that. I had known that you could – I had asked about the paper when I first came on. They
really?
Had told me it was standard. Yes, because when
what
I
is standard?
With my other publisher, they told
Google.
Me that they had chosen a standard weight and all this stuff for everybody because it was an option. It was a cheaper option, and it was saving money and all this other stuff. So I didn't know that they weren't doing that because I hadn't seen anybody's books. So I didn't know about it. And then later, you know, things happened. But originally I was told they had chosen a standard, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it. You know,
oh my God,
standard
I need to
for everybody, whatever. So I'm like, okay, you know, that's what they're going with. I didn't know. I they were not transparent with things. And that's the other thing. Here's something. If you go with a publisher and they constantly tell you how transparent they are, walk away.
They are not.
The reason is
it's like that person
you
dated in high school that kept saying,
I'm not a liar. I'm so honest. I don't lie. You got to look at that person and go, you know, I don't normally have to walk up to a human being and they have to convince me they're not a liar. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely one of those. I was always told it's George R. R. Martin. If you have to say you're the king, you're not the king.
Yeah.
As plain as it is. If you have to say you're not a liar, I don't want to be that person. But, like, you kind of are. Like, maybe you kind of are. And I'm not talking about the people that are like, no, like, if somebody asks you something and they question your integrity, whatever it is, if you are telling them
mm-hmm.
something. And you say, look, I am not I'm not lying. I'm not doing
that's
any of that.
Different.
Okay, that's different. But if they come to you and they openly volunteer, no,
exactly.
I'm not a liar. Or
that's
I promise
yes.
I'm going to be 100% transparent. No lies here. You can see my account, which I don't think anybody would ever do that, but you get where I'm going with this. It's the same
yes,
thing with, you know, when you're in high school and you're dating that one person and it's like, hey, you're being kind of sketchy. And they're like, no, I would never do anything. I would never cheat on you. Leave them immediately.
That's,
it's the same
principle. That's what I'm saying about
everything
this.
You need to know about life you learned in kindergarten. That's
mm-hmm.
that's the basis of life. They are lying to you.
And that's where these book problems came from, is that they sold themselves on transparency.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a selling feature every time you spoke and every time you had a question. It was, we're so transparent, though. So transparent.
And in the beginning, the craziest thing is, in the beginning, well, I was on before you. In the beginning,
yes.
it was
so
step by
I
step.
Wouldn't.
I mean, sending 50 different versions of my cover, sending all of this information, what everything was going to happen, everything like that. Then there's this thing. Now, Danny, it's going to blow your mind. People have, take a deep breath. There's this thing called greed. I know. Publishers have it too.
And what it ends up doing is, and here we go, it compromises your morals. And it turns you into liars. I know. It is insane.
Money is the root of all evil?
That thing
was actually true?
Well, I don't think money is the root of all evil. I think people are the root of all evil. But that's a different discussion for a different day. Because money's not doing anything.
Got it.
The people are doing something. But it you find these loopholes. You do something once. And you realize, you get away with it. And then you get cocky.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know if you've ever seen The League. But you go in and Breckin's like, you don't got to go out the third. You don't got to go for the third liquor store. I stole a candy bar this morning. Like, that's what you do. And that's what this publishing house ended up doing, is they took our trust and they did everything, and then they got caught. And when you get caught, you panic. Human condition. And when you panic, you do terrible things. And that's what ended up unfolding for the next couple months. And even till now, about 8 months later, would you say? About 8 months later, you still deal with those repercussions.
Yeah, I'm still dealing with it. I'll continue to probably for a while, and that's just how it is, unfortunately, because, and this is kind of what we've said for a while now, is that at the end of the day, that's why your contract's got to be ironclad. You can't, as an author, get too caught up in the rejection letters if you've queried.
Yes.
Don't get too caught up in the one person who says yes, and you kind of go throwing yourself at them, and it's like, I don't care, I'll sign whatever. You like me. You can't get like that. You can't look at that validation. You can always publish. You can always self-publish. I know there's a stigma. It's lifting. But you have to look at that contract with a lawyer or with somebody who knows contracts. You just can't get too caught up and say, oh, my God, they're going to publish me. I'm the greatest thing ever. You can't. Or you're just into that. You've been beaten down so much that you're like, oh, God, thank you. Somebody wants to do this. Take me. It messes with you a lot.
But it's that's something that we're going to talk about in the future, is just how hard it is to keep that drive and that energy to keep going, because you are not just going to face finding a publisher. You're not just going to face the decision on whether or not to self-publish. You are going to face something every single day. And if it's not every day, every week, month, maybe it's every couple months, there is constantly something, and it is hard. And it sucks.
And then there's great parts to it, too.
There are. You get
but
to
you
meet
to
people
going.
That love your books. You get to maybe get lured into creepy places or attempt to get lured into creepy places. There's so many opportunities. That is the limit. But
you got to just stay in the middle.
You can't take all the
good stuff and all the bad stuff. You just actually have to stay in the middle, write why you want. You know, remember why you're writing. Stick in the middle of it. Ignore both sides. Like, for all the horrible bad stuff that happens, you have to ignore that and throw it out. For the greatest moment of your life, you kind of have to throw that out, too, and then somewhere find in the middle and be like, oh, this is why I do it. Cool. And stick with it and just go, go, go. Understand there's going to be bumps and bruises. That's just how this is.
There is.
And
but that's why we're
we've
here.
We've done most of them. We have most of the scars, and it's just you listen to even just one and go, okay, I made that mistake, but this is how they got out of it. All right, I'm not going to make that mistake. It saves your bruise. We're pretty much happy we did it then.
And on top of that, we are always here. You guys can reach out anytime if you have any questions. Maybe it's something we haven't covered yet. Maybe it's something you want us to cover, because we have exceeded just about everything. So if
and
you have any questions.
Back.
Yes.
Yes. We'll be back next week because it is almost 8:30. So we'll be back next week, same time, same place, and we'll get back into things. And you can always reach out to us on Instagram at Wonder Twin Events. Drop us a line. Maybe there's a topic you want us to cover or you need help. You can always hit us up, and we will try to help you out in any way we can. Or, like I said, if there's a topic you want us to cover, let us know, and we will slide it into the queue. I don't know, maybe we'll do like a question and answer session sometime.
I got to say, I've gotten some. We might have to do a Q&A kind of thing. We'll make it fun.
Yeah, we'll do something like that. We'll slide that into the queue down the line. But for right now, check us out next week. And if you haven't gotten caught up on the back shows, go to Blog Talk and check us out there. All of our shows are archived, and check out Wonder Twin Events for anything coming up. Have a great night, guys. We will see you next week.
Until next week, guys. Bye.